A block of weight 10 newton is lying on a rough horizontal surface. Coefficient of static friction between the surfaces is 0.6. Normal reaction is vertically upward and is equal to the weight of the block. Limiting frictional force, which is mu times the normal reaction, is 6 newton. Block's weight has no component along the surface, and friction acting on the block is zero. Recall that static frictional force is a self-adjusting force and equals the force causing motion if force causing motion is less than the limiting frictional force. Angle of inclination is now 5 degrees. Component of weight normal to the surface is 9.96 newton. And the normal reaction now is equal to this. Notice that the normal reaction and limiting friction are smaller than earlier. Component of weight parallel to the surface tending to cause motion is 0.87 newton. It is still smaller than the limiting frictional force, and so friction acting is equal to this force component parallel to the surface. Increasing the angle of inclination causes normal reaction and limiting frictional force to decrease. Force component parallel to the surface increases with increasing angle of inclination. As long as this force component is smaller than the limiting frictional force will be able to maintain the body's state of rest. Notice that the values in the fourth and fifth column are equal as long as the body is at rest. At this angle, the force component down the incline is greater than the limiting frictional force, and the body slides down the inclined surface with an acceleration. The frictional force acting now is kinetic frictional force, which is less than the limiting static frictional force.